WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Here's a bit of weather history, starting with a quiz. What do a Lutheran minister, a prestigious award, and weather observations have to do with one another? Time's up. Well, not as good a buzzer as James Spann has. The answer is John Campanius Holm. John was born in Stockholm, Sweden in 1601, where he attended Uppsala University. There he studied theology, graduating in 1633, the same year he was ordained. He served as a chaplain to the Swedish delegation to Russia, but upon returning to Sweden in 1635, he assumed the position of schoolmaster. In 1642, John left Stockholm for the New World. He settled in what was known as New Sweden, a Swedish colony along the lower reaches of the Delaware River. John did not have a church for services, but rather visited settlers in their cabins. John also spent a great deal of time in evangelizing the Lenape Indians that lived in the area. In fact, he was able to gain a good understanding of their language and learn how to preach to them. His understanding and study of the language resulted in one of the first attempts by a European native to create a written record on Native American language. But John also had an avid interest in the weather. He is the first person known to have made systematic observations of weather conditions near the present-day site of Wilmington, Delaware. His observations, kept in a diary, were done without the help of any instrumentation in 1644 and 1645. His son later had these published. So, considered by most to be the first weatherman in the American colonies, NOAA's National Weather Service created the John Campanius Holm Award that is granted annually to honor accomplishments by people in the Cooperative Weather Observer Program. No more than 25 of these are granted each year, and each one of the certificates is signed by the NOAA Administrator. An early contributor in the field of weather, whose interest and legacy live on.